Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And today we are right smack in the middle of March. And folks are probably in and out from spring break and doing some traveling and taking a break from this spring weather. But if you have your calendars ready, we do have some upcoming events that we'd like to share with you. So make sure that you set some weekends apart this April to make sure to visit some of our upcoming educational programs. And the first one we have coming up is April the 7th, and that's the Summer Vegetable Workshop and Plant Sale to be held at the Escarate Teaching and Demonstration Garden. And that's right at the entrance of Escarate Park. You'll see some nifty signs ushering you into the plant sale itself, and we'll have master gardeners on hand to demonstrate some techniques as far as planting your summer vegetables, some raised beds, some irrigation demos, a lot of information out there, and then you can pick up some plants. And Jan, you've been involved in that, so share with us.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We've been working at the greenhouse, starting this actually back before the first of the year, and we're going to be selling some plants that we've not sold in the past. We've got some ornamentals that are coming along nicely and some succulents. And, of course, our tried and true tomatoes, some chilies, and also some herbs. So it's always exciting to know we start all of these things, the majority of it from seed. And so we've really had a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to sharing that with the public and having some little classes along the way that will help folks to know how to care for and get these items planted. So be sure and plan on coming out to Escarate on the 7th of April. We'll look forward to seeing you then.
Oh, wonderful. And that is going to be April the 7th. And then the following week, believe it or not, out at the Tech H2O Center off Montana, the Placid Water Utilities Learning Center, if you will, the West Texas Urban Forestry Council is going to have their annual Sun Country Landscape Conference. And this is a 2-day conference, and it's going to be held on Friday, April the 13th. Ooh. Friday the 13th.
Only if you're superstitious.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's going to be a great day for learning on that. We'll have several different tracks to be able to learn about proper landscaping techniques here in El Paso, as well as focusing on some sessions on tree care and maintenance. And in order to register for that upcoming event, you'd have to go to the West Texas Urban Forestry website, and that's utwfc.org. And at that homepage, you'll be able to see the agenda, the series, what we're talking here about, and the registration itself is $75. It does include lunch as well as open sessions to both days on Friday and Saturday. So go ahead and check that out.
And we, of course, always will take memberships if you're interested in trees. You can sign up for the West Texas Urban Forestry Council on that website also and become a member and help support tree care here in El Paso.
Exactly. And that annual membership is $20. And so this is a group of tree lovers.
Not huggers, lovers.
Not huggers, no.
Lovers. You can hug them too.
Hugging.
Right, exactly.
And the 13th is going to be a good luck day for trees.
Exactly. Yep. Right? Definitely in line of everything that's going on for the spring
season.
And we
have, our big environmental day coming up, Earth Day.
Right, that's exactly.
And so that week kind of is, week early, but you can do your thing for the environment and learn about trees and plants and take care of what you do have.
Exactly.
Maybe plant some new stuff.
Plant some new trees, learn about new types of trees that are out there and actually what those benefits are, especially when we're talking about urban trees and the positive contributions they make to our environment.
Well, and I think as a home gardener, that is such an important thing. You know, when I joined Master Gardeners, I thought, this is something I've had a passion for, but I've learned so much. I've always said I learned all the things that I've done wrong. But as I drive around El Paso and I see so many what I call xeriscapes that are solid concrete, and those trees are so vital to our environment, and it cools our houses and it cools our yards, and people you know, that's a really good idea to go out and just get a general picture of those things and understand the importance of trees in
city. Desert climate, people would be more interested in trees and the care of trees.
Right. Of course.
For shade factor.
Exactly.
It's surprising how many people neglect their trees, and we need them for that urban forest canopy that, you know, El Paso needs so badly, because we stay hot at night now because we have so much concrete and asphalt. And,
exactly.
And we're not putting trees in. So
we learn to put the right trees in, that do well
not
here.
Not palms and Italian cypress. No.
Exactly. And we also live in a great part of the country that we actually can stand under a tree in June and be cooled off. Because it's dry. I mean, so it does really work.
Have
I mean,
the humidity.
It's not that difficult. So make sure you go out there and learn about trees at the Sun Country Landscape Conference on April 13th and 14th. And then to round out the entire month of April, we have the big native plant sale, and that's Florafest, John, on April 28th and 29th.
Right. That's at UTEP. It's going to be on the campus of UTEP at the Undergraduate Learning Center Plaza, which is between the museum and the Undergraduate Learning Center building. And you come in on Wiggins, and you'll see all the people in the crowd and everything, so you'll know where to enter at.
The wagons.
And the wagons, right. We'll have, about 3,000 plants for you to pick from ground covers, shrubs, trees. So a lot of choices, and they're desert adapted and native plants. So it's a mix of plants, but it's a good chance to talk to experts there and have a good selection of plant material. And plus, we have the garden right next door, so you can see some of the plants in the garden and see what they look like.
It's just great fun, too. It really is a lot of fun.
So when you have your events of, either purchasing plants, learning about plants, whether they're vegetables or herbs or native plants, then learn about trees, well, we're talking about how to become or how to do your own do-it-yourself landscape at home. And before the show, John, you were sharing with us an article that you found on Horticulture Magazine on how to think about as a landscape designer. And a lot of folks kind of want to at least look into a do-it-yourself type project. But let's run down a few of those points that article made on there. And the first thing was have a goal in mind. And that's definitely one thing to be able to look at. What exactly do you want to accomplish? You know, our backyards serve as an outdoor living space. So you want to make sure that what it is that you want to do. Do you want to have, recreation? Are you having, pets or dogs or kids come out and play? So you might always want to look at what's that ultimate goal
I know when you walk through people's yards, garden tours and stuff like that, as you're looking through them, you're kind of going, well, what's the plan here?
Right.
And everybody has a different one. So,
sure.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Everybody designs their yards differently,
right.
And that's kind of
the neat
thing.
Well, and I think your needs change, too, because I'm going through that right now. I don't need the turf that I used to. Kids have grown up and all that stuff. And as you said, Denise, this is an outdoor living space. Mm-hmm. And just like we change the inside of our house and move our furniture and so forth and so on, sometimes you want to tweak that landscape. And so those are, goals can change.
Right, exactly. Right. But one thing that we should try to, stay on is tip number two, which is build a budget.
Right.
Well, darn.
Yeah,
we have to do
again.
That. I don't
how,
like the
how much
B-word.
Is this puppy going to cost?
Right, exactly. That's a key factor there.
Right, exactly. And you don't have to necessarily put in everything all at one time. But if you have your budget and those goals that are going in line, then you can kind of have
phase one and phase two.
Exactly. I'm all about having the vision, even though we have to live in reality.
True, true.
Now, that's important. And think about the future as you're building that budget and designing it. What are your needs going to be, two or three years, 5 years down the line?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And try and budget it out to where you make the correct choices and, design it properly to fit your needs.
Well, and I think as we as a senior citizen and we get older, you know, that's something that's really important. I've built some raised beds over the years, uh-huh. and it's really paying off now because it's just a whole lot easier to garden. And so those are things to consider, you know, whether you're a senior citizen or not.
Right.
But, you know, those are all part of those goals. And you do go through stages and maybe you can't, you know, fork over that cash all at one time, but certainly you can do it in stages and still have a beautiful landscape to deal with,
right?
As through each stage that you that you go through.
And number three is do your research. So do a little background, do a little check on what you're fixing to do there, and see whether it's, you know some of the materials, see whether they're going to work in your landscape, mm-hmm. and how to work with them. Can you do the work yourself, or do I need to hire somebody in? That affects your budget.
Certainly.
Right.
But there are a lot of do-it-yourself type things mm-hmm. out there. And so, you know, some people really get enjoyment out of building their own garden and landscape and doing that. So that's perfectly. And, you know, home improvement stores are getting much more geared up for the do-it-yourselfer. So a lot
right.
of times you walk into them and you just go, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, hold my credit card back.
That's right. Right. Exactly.
But they do have a lot of choices now. And you know, going out on garden tours and, mm-hmm. you know, exploring around, you can kind of get ideas.
I love to steal ideas from other people,
right.
or borrow ideas from
right.
other people. And I, again, going back to what Denise said about living areas, you know, we've got kitchens, you've got carpet on the patio and under the pergolas and even as warm as it is here in El Paso, you can create those kinds of comfort areas where you can, you know,
yeah.
especially in the evening. It's
yeah,
just
a few years ago, I got to go on a pond tour, the El Paso.
Oh, unbelievable.
Koi and
pond tour. I went
put
on that.
Together.
Wonderful.
And it's unbelievable, some of the backyards and some of the houses here in El Paso. They're just green as all get out.
It's just right.
Have these beautiful ponds in them.
You would never have thought just by driving down the street.
Yeah.
What's
in the backyard? Oh. Really, it's incredible.
There's a whole ocean back here.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, and tip number four
uh-huh.
is plan ahead.
Plan ahead.
That's true of a lot of things in life.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But landscapes, yeah. You, mm-hmm. you know, as we were mentioning, you do want to think about, you know, that little tree that's in the yard there is going to be a big tree someday. And so, you know, give it the room to
grow.
That's
such a key point. And when you're putting things in the ground, stop and think of the mature size of the plant, regardless of whether it's a tree or if it's a ground cover or whatever it is, you
right.
know. And take the time, because in the long run, that will really affect item number two, which is
right.
your budget.
Right.
And we're all... You know, we all want to save a dollar or two when we can.
And it also makes it a lot easier, too, when you're trying to plan ahead. If you want to maybe over-design or leave some stations on your irrigation controller, just kind of prepped and ready to go. Because the last thing you want to do is have to, you know, tear all that stuff up again.
Gosh.
If you leave some, you know, kind of stubs that are just right there, you
mm-hmm.
can just tap into that when you're ready to put in that other station or so. So that really does make a big difference.
And that irrigation is a key component of all of this planning that you're talking about, too. And if you don't, you know, if you don't know how, there's YouTube,
right?
Right?
There's all sorts of things out there.
There are a lot of
professional people that can help you. And if you're a handy dandy person, then call me.
Right, right.
I need that person.
Exactly.
I need that help.
And
there's lots of ideas. But
and we have a lot of different extension publications to help you build and design things of whatever garden that you're looking for. And if you are around town and you see a plant that's not identified, snap a picture and send that in. The Master Gardeners will
sure.
be able to identify that for you. And we can find mm-hmm. their help on the help desk at 771-2354.
Yeah, they opened up this week and have had quite a few calls already.
And
so we're glad to take your calls and answer. And if we don't, you know, we don't know all the answers, but we are more than willing to research and find out for you and get back in touch with you. So don't hesitate to call us.
It's always good to hear other people's questions and the
yeah.
answer, because a lot of times you're afraid to call in.
Right, exactly.
And so you wait and you hear what other people's problems are and questions, and
exactly.
it kind of helps you out.
Right.
It really does. And we constantly learn from it.
Exactly.
Everybody does.
Most definitely. And one plant that we see around town right now that seems is taken off is going to be our plant of the week. And Jan?
Common name is the gopher plant, the Euphorbia rigida. And aren't you proud of me, John, that
you're done good.
I can remember? I'm trying to be bilingual there. And I get a lot of grief from some of my master gardeners, but
Latin, right, Greek.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very, because truly that is the universal language. So it really helps to know what you're looking for. But it's a great little plant. It's a ground cover, and it's kind of a ground cover shrub almost. It gets maybe 12 inches tall,
or a little
and a little bit taller sometimes, but it stretches out and it'll bloom here. Of course, our weather's been so screwy. It's, you know, yours may be blooming now depending on your microclimate, but it's a lot of fun.
Right.
It's a great plant.
Wonderful. So gopher plant.
Fairly easy to find. So, you know, check with your local garden center and nursery.
Go out there, and that's one thing you can borrow.
We'll have some at the plant sale.
Hey, have it at the plant sale. Exactly.
Or get a cutting from a friend.
All right.
Plug it in the ground, it'll take off.
And that's your plant of the week. And we want to thank you for listening to today's show and to thank Lauren Terrazas for engineering and producing our show today. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.